Thanks for tuning in to Faith Church Podcast. We're a church that believes in getting people connected, seeing families grow, and lives being changed. We hope that this message will speak to you today. It was all in our hearts, and I believe you're going to love it. Let's get to it.
And I want to talk to you today a little bit about that. First of all, I want to hear to tell you that we're going to make it. Everybody's going to be fine. We're going to be back at church together. I'm going to be the guy with gloves on, high-fiving everybody. Come on, you hugging people, loving people. We'll get back together again. But right now, this is where we're at, and we're going to enjoy this time. And again, we are not going to play the victim card. We're going to play that we are victors, and the thing that the devil meant for evil, God's going to turn it for our good. Can I get an amen on that? So as you saw from that prophetic word, the Lord spoke to me that the next 4 years would be banner years, and in 2020 would be the year that prisoners would be released. You just heard it on the news. It's never happened in the history of the world where so many people have been released from prison. Of course, I knew that it was going to be some of this, but this is beyond anything I ever even thought possible. So that means just like real prisoners are coming out. Can you imagine you're in jail and you're like, you're telling me right now that I'm getting out because of the coronavirus? People in prison are thanking God for the coronavirus. They're running out of there before they change their mind. And it is your time in 2020 not to be held captive in a cage of fear, but to actually be released into the future that God has for you. So if you might be new to the church, you weren't around maybe in 2007. But 2007, the Lord spoke to me and said, there's going to be a hard time coming for America. In 2008, he gave me a dream and showed me two crashes, financial crashes, that one would hit in the fall of 2008. We know that now. History says it's the Great Recession. But the Lord spoke to us that we were going to buy our city, that 2008 was going to be great. The 2009 was going to be fine. The 2010 was going to win. The 2011 would be heaven. And we went through those horrific times for the world, and people at our church had ideas to produce hand sanitizing. How many of y'all know they loaded right now? People started their own businesses. People got ahead in a time of famine because the Bible said the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Can I get an amen on that right now? And certainly we want to be very empathetic to people that are going through something that's very real. So people are losing their jobs. People are very sick at this moment. But the Bible said that no plague would come nigh your dwelling. So I want you to stay in faith and say, hey, you know what? I come from a kingdom where my Father is the King, and he meets all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And if you were to get it, I believe that God will heal you from it. I've talked to people that have went through it already, and they're already on the other side, and they feel good. So the greatest fight to faith is the fight you fight to keep from fighting in your mind. Oh, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. So you stay home right now. I think one of the, I saw an Instagram meme and it's kind of cute. It showed a person that gained about 10 pounds and they said they think one of the initial signs that you got the coronavirus is you've gained 10 pounds. So we're sitting at home eating. So you eat a Hot Pocket and you eat some popcorn, eat some Cheetos and drink a soda. And now all of a sudden you're like, man, I feel really weird. And so I think I've got the coronavirus. The enemy and the inner me will free diagnose you right now and give you a spirit of fear, and fear tolerated is faith contaminated. So now when your immune system needed to be really high, when you needed to have your faith really big, now all the information and inputs that you have coming into your system are now snaring you, and now you're in fear instead of faith, and now it's in your heart. Why? Because 24 hours a day, we're hearing news saying the corona is going to get you. Here's the name. They keep a ticker tape on the right side of the screen. I kind of wish they'd do that even after it was done to say heart disease kills 2,000 people a day. So whatever you do, don't go out and supersize everything. So they're making it really big over here. And certainly we want to be empathetic and sympathetic towards that. But at the same time, we don't want to operate in the spirit of fear. There's always something out there to come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But God said, I've come, come on somebody, that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And so you cannot possibly have abundant life and enjoy your life to the full operating in a spirit of fear. And if you're on Facebook, I want you to write that down. No fear here. Push back lack. I want you to shout it at home. I push back lack. Here's one of the things that I've noticed. I've noticed that a couple weeks ago when I saw this coming, I said the greater problem, and you can mark my words, like the 2008 is going to be great. We went through the Great Recession. He spoke to me about this second storm that would hit right now. And it wasn't a corona storm. It was a financial storm. So the next, where the puck is going to be, is a great recession and depression. But guess what? God said this, and Isaiah just came up in me. I never thought of this, but we need to write it down. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise from your depression and recession where circumstances has kept you. You might have a circumference, the circumstances around you. You're completely circled by adversity, but really you're circled and encapsulated in the divine favor of God. The Bible said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we, Faith Church, we will believe in the name of the Lord our God. Somebody ought to give God praise today. I'm telling you, God is bigger than the devil. He's bigger than corona. He's bigger than lack. He's bigger than recession. He's bigger than depression. This didn't take God by surprise. We are in our banner years. It's Jubilee. People are literally running out of prison right now, and you need to run out of prison of debt, lack, depression, pornography, alcohol abuse, whatever you were held captive. This is your year. He who the Son has set free is free indeed. I believe this is Sunday. We ought to celebrate. We might not physically be in a church, but right now I'm having church in my home. You're having church in your home. And I believe the enemy is scared now because he couldn't stop us. Come on, somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Woo! Are you guys excited about this thing? Woo! I'm fired up right now. Now, I want us to go here to Matthew 14, verse 24. It says, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed by the waves, and the wind was contrary. Our ship right now in America and around the world is in a vortex of waves, knocked around, tossed. All the stores are closed. People are sequestered to their home. This is what's going on here as well. Verse 25 says, but in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went walking to them on the sea. Now, how many of y'all that scare the tar out of you? You're out in the middle of the sea, and you're out there in a boat at nighttime, and all of a sudden this dude starts walking by you, and you don't know it's the Holy Ghost. You just think it's a ghost. Casper the Friendly Ghost, maybe not. We don't know who it is. But it says, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out with fear. They didn't cry out with joy. They cried out with fear. You can get so afraid, you cry out with fear. You ever had something scare you so bad? You just screamed because you cried out. That's what was happening. They're in trouble and they're crying out with fear. Why? Because it's very easy to be afraid when there's adversity, when there's wind. That's why the Bible said, see to it that your heart's not troubled. He said in the last days, perilous times, that they would come upon the earth. They would be hard to deal with it. And it said men's heart would actually fail them. They would have heart attacks, not because of the problem, but because of the fear of the problem. Their heart accelerated, their blood vessels freaked out, and then now they have a heart attack. The Bible warned us about this. But it says here, now, they were afraid, verse 28 said, and Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come upon the water. And he said, come. When Peter came down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. Well, number one, when you jump in the water, you ever jumped in a pool and you don't begin to sink, you just go down. So he began to sink slowly. Why? Because of what he was hearing. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Fear cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the news. So what you hear the most tends to manifest in your life. Faith comes by hearing. Fear comes by hearing. In fact, you hear so much stuff now, maybe in cancer. We're so afraid of cancer because we've heard so many people talk about dying of cancer. So our faith in cancer's ability to kill you is really, really high. At our house, we don't watch movies that if we think somebody's going to die in this movie of a disease and we're going to watch them go through the decay, I'm not going to let my wife watch that, my kids watch that, because my wife went through stage 4 cancer. They said that she had cervical cancer and she could never have a child. But guess what? God healed her because we put in the word and not the world. And guess what? She had a baby because we're dealing with her right now. Come on, somebody. 16 years old. You came too late to tell me that God can't heal of cancer. You came too late to tell me God can't heal a coronavirus. You came too late to tell me that God is not the one that split the Red Sea, that got water out of a rock, that dropped manna from heaven. I'm preaching right now a spirit of faith into you to drop out the spirit of fears in you. So he said, hey, you know what? I saw the wind, so then I began to sink. I love that. You got to watch what you see, because what you see will get in your heart. And what you see that gets in your heart is coming out of your mouth. That's why the Bible said, take heed what you hear. Because the more you hear, the more you speak. So really what I want to talk about today is Yesterday morning, Saturday morning, I woke up when this lamp was stuck to my bed along with 19,000 pillows on my bed because Nicole's a good woman. Every woman has 19,000. Our bed looks like it's this big because of all the pillows. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And next to our bed is this lamp. And when I looked at it, the Lord spoke to me and said, I want you to preach this weekend on keep the switch of faith turned on. Keep the switch of faith turned on. Everybody shout it, even at home. Shout, keep the switch of faith turned on. So when you turn it off, it just goes away. And here's what people do. They keep the switch of faith turned off, and they turn on the news, and all their faith is gone. They turn on the word, and now thy word hath I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. The Bible said the entrance of his word brings light. So the more light we hear, the more revelation we get, the more faith we have, then that spirit of fear comes in the house, and there it is. Spirit of fear is in here. Why? Because we turned off the word. We're not sharing on Facebook. You need to be sharing like crazy. You need to be liking and following this page. My goal is, as we go from 100, and I think we had 26,000 friends on Faith Church Facebook, I say we go to 200,000. You can make that happen right now. Call your friends. Say, like this page. Follow this page. Because I believe at the end of this, not only will our churches be filled with people of life change, but our churches are not physical buildings. We are the church. Your home is the church. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen to this right now. God's going to take this thing and turn it around for our good. So we've got goals during this time. So now we flip the switch on and we say, no, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Do you know why you're having trouble with your mind right now? Because you're focused on the wrong thing. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let not that man think he shall receive anything for God because we're double-minded. We need to be single-focused, single-minded, and say, as for me and my house, we're tithers. According to Malachi 3, it says God would rebuke the devourer for my sake, that the blood of Jesus is over my house, and Corona's got to skip over my house. Recession's got to skip over my house. Financial depression has to skip over my house. I'll skip it. I'll pass. Somebody ought to shout, I'll pass. When they pass the disease, you say, I'll pass. Because if you put spinach on my plate, I know Ashton's not going to eat it. Ashton doesn't even like stuff. If her hamburger touched a salad, she won't touch it. She's like, no, no. In fact, if she's ever eating salad, she's signaling that she's been kidnapped. Come on, somebody. She said, I don't eat the stuff that the stuff I eat eats, okay? So she doesn't eat salad. She'll say, I'll pass. But I want you to start saying that about depression. I'll pass. Financial layoff. I'll pass. Divorce. I'll pass. Troubled times. I'll pass. I'm passing on to the positive. I got the switch of faith turned on. I prophesy that it's my jubilee. It's heaven on earth. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm moved by what I say. The devil's trying to scare everybody, but I am not afraid. I'm full of faith. I'm full of power. I'm full of love. I'm not looking at the waves. I'm not looking at the wind. I'm a water walker. I'm a history maker. I'm doing what God called me to do on this Sunday morning. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I wish I was at Earth City right now or Ferguson or just any of them because you'd be screaming. I know we're still the church, but this is different. But guess what? Just because it's different doesn't mean it's bad. It just means it's different. So we got to learn to walk in this waves. We got to learn to walk on water. Notice the only guy we're talking about getting out of the boat was one dude. There's more than one guy on a boat. There's a bunch of disciples on the boat, but there was one that had a spirit of faith. There was one that said, I'm scared, but I'm walking anyway. I want to tell you, too, that I'm not scared, but I am uncomfortable. I want to let you know that I look at what's going on, and mostly people that I love that I'm concerned about. I go, man, I hope that doesn't happen to them. I hope that church makes it. And so sometimes I can take the care or the worry of some other person's problem. And then God has to remind me, excuse me, sir, you're not God. You're David Crank. You're not God. And I may all say big amen. Thank God you're not God, okay? So thank God I'm not God. But you're not God. You can't take care of your elderly. You can't take care of the problem. You got to cast all your cares, 1 Peter 5:7. Write it down on Facebook, 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. So when Peter was afraid, he didn't just sink. He began to sink by what he was looking at. So I'm challenging you right now, Faith Church. Watch what you're looking at. Watch what you're listening to. Because the waves are howling. The trouble looks bad. What are you looking at? The world or the word? Then you begin to sing. I love verse 31. Check this out. Look how cool God is. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said, O ye of little faith, why did you doubt? He didn't say, oh, you have great faith. He said little faith. Now, the Bible says this, that faith can grow. That faith comes, how's faith come? By hearing. Shout it at home. How's faith come? By hearing. So we hear the word of God and our faith begins to grow. So Jesus didn't say it. I don't think he looked at Peter and said, oh, you little faith, why'd you doubt? You just so stupid, I'd have slept you around, drowned you myself. No, he looked and said, oh, you have little faith, why'd you doubt? In other words, why'd you do that? It'd be like keeping the switch of faith turned on. It's like, I'm afraid of the dark. God, it's dark. It's dark. Why'd you turn the light out, Chucky? Turn it back on. Oh, thank God it's back on. Oh, it's dark. It's dark. Turn it back on, baby. Oh, there it is. Oh, thank God. Because this light travels at the speed of light. God is the one who created light. He saw darkness and he said, let there be light. And God's word in your mouth is just as powerful as the words of God in his own mouth. You're children of the Most High God. You're a son of the Most High God. You're a daughter of the Most High God. And you need to speak to corona, lack, depression, skate where the puck's gonna be and say, only with my eyes will I see the judgment of the world. I declare that I am dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. I'm not going to have God look at me and go, why'd you doubt? Don't doubt, little buddy. Come on. Verse 32 says, and when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Underline that in your mind. The wind ceased. Everybody, even at home, let's shout it together. The wind ceased. Every trial has an expiration date. All trouble, like milk, has a shelf life. You can't put milk in the refrigerator, leave it there for 6 months and come back and drink the milk because it will expire. The coronavirus is going to expire. The trouble and financial problems in America, they will expire. But it's kind of like playing like whack-a-mole or something, you know, Chuck E. Cheese. Remember back in the day, what was that thing called? Is that what it's called, whack-a-mole? It's like just as soon as one pops up over here, pops over there, you just pop it all the time. The devil's always going to be popping up. Well, when's that going to be over? When am I not going to fight? We're going to fight the rest of our life, people. But guess what? That's why the Bible said this. He said, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, knowing this is the trying of your faith, work, and patience. He also said this, 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes me to triumph in Christ. We're triumphant over obstacles. So if there was not a problem, God wouldn't have told us that we're overcomers. We're going to overcome this situation. So as soon as they got back in the boat, the wind ceased. I want to tell you right now, you're not always going to be home with those kids. You ought to take a praise break right now. Oh, hallelujah. In fact, I bet you when you get back to school, I bet teachers get more flowers than they've ever got in their life because teachers are doing good. By the way, nurses are doing good. Doctors are doing good. I'm so proud of our church and the people of America coming together and trying to fight this deadly disease the best that they know how. But we're not just fighting with flesh and blood. We're fighting against principalities and powers, according to Ephesians 6 and 10. But the Bible said, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. We're not strong for the Lord this weekend. Faith Church, we're strong in the Lord. So know this, no matter how the wind blows, no matter how adversity comes, know this, that you have to keep the switch of faith flipped on, and something happens on the inside of you when you flip the switch. Now, when I was telling the team yesterday on Saturday about what I wanted to preach, they said, hey, man, it's crazy on TikTok. There's a thing called right now, it's viral, called flip a switch, flip a switch. Some of you are older, you don't know what TikTok is. I didn't say tic-tac. That's what you need this morning. Look at your husband and say, you need a tic-tac. But this is TikTok. So Ashton's on it all the time. You should follow her on there. But they show me these clips, and I think it's kind of cool because it shows like this guy holding his daughter, and then now with a flip of a switch, now he's holding his wife. It's kind of cool. It kind of goes along with the term. Check this out. I love that. Y'all would be like, I just flipped a switch. I just flipped a switch. You need to walk around the house going, I just flipped a switch. I went from fear to faith. I just flipped a switch. I'm going from doubt to absolutely knowing God is taking care of me in grand style. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. God's getting ready to do a quick work in our life. In fact, just like this didn't take God by surprise, here's one of the cool things about it. When I'm watching CNN or Fox, you turn on these things, for the first time in my life, they're letting Franklin Graham talk about Jesus and give an altar call. For the first time in my life, at the end of Fox News the other night, they said, a news reporter asked the one reporter, I know your mom always taught you things about faith. Is there a scripture you'd like to give with us? And here it pops up on Fox News. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. Come on, Faith Church. This stuff just, it never happened before. We are in a position right now where God is getting our attention. In fact, somebody sent me an Instagram yesterday. I played it last night at church, but I want to play it again this morning. It's from Instagram. It shows a secular hospital with the doctors and the nurses up top. This thing went viral because people are singing, "Even when I can't see it, you're working." Check this out. Can you believe that? You've never seen that in your life. From the rooftop. It reminds me of the story when they couldn't get in the church where Jesus would heal the person, and they went up on the roof and they started lowering the man down. Four crazy friends started lowering a guy with a paralytic man down, and God began to heal him. At hospitals, they're up there singing. Come on, let's sing it. Come on at home.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working.
One more time. Unbelievable. Come on, somebody. Shout amen to that. Give me two more minutes. Well, my point is that God is taking stuff and going viral with it. Now, I want to talk about entering to rest as we quit in our last 2 minutes of this Sunday service. And again, do me a favor. If you haven't downloaded the Faith Church app, I want you to do it. Go download the app today. And of course, if you're watching on Facebook, I want you to share. But I also, sometimes Facebook will take it down. So I want you to be able to get it through the app. And so I want you to connect that way. But here's one way you know that you're in faith. Hebrews 4, verse 10, it says, "He who has once entered into rest has ceased from his weariness and pain of human labors. He rested as God rests." Verse 11 says, "Let us therefore be zealous to exert ourselves and strive diligently to enter into rest." Now check this out. Here's what I want to say to you. We got to enter into rest and realize corona's not going to touch you. It's not going to affect you. It's not going to kill you. You got to enter into rest and not be nervous and go, oh God, I might lose my job. What would happen? I need a plan A. I need a plan P, B, C, D, E. No. Turn the switch of faith on and go, God, I believe, I receive when I pray. I'm not going to wonder. I'm not going to waver. I'm going to labor. I love it. It says labor to enter into rest. Even at home, shout it with me. Labor to enter into rest. In other words, it's labor because your mind's like out running and your mind shouldn't be out wandering on its own. It's too little to be out running along by itself. You need to bring it back and say, wait. I'm going to keep my mind stayed on you. I'm going to labor to enter into rest, knowing that God is going to take care of me in ground style. Now, that's one thing you need to know, is you got to enter into rest. Don't worry. God's going to take care of you. Stay connected to the church. Follow us on social media. Be at church Tuesday night with me and Joel Osteen. We're going to talk about faith this week. It's going to be awesome. And then be at church Thursday night. We should be at church more than ever. Hebrews said this. It says, when the evil day approaches, do it all the more. We can't physically be in a building, but guys, we're not a building. We're still the church. You're still tithing. You're still giving. We're still praying. We're still serving. We're still helping people. You can't stop the early church. They went from house to house, met together, broke bread together. They did church in houses. Maybe God's going back to that. I hope not forever, but right now in this season, we're just going to enjoy it. I want to be with you. You want to be with me. But the fact is, through live stream, it's Sunday morning. We're here and we're making it, right? We're making the best of it. And we're going to pass through the positive. We're going to labor to enter into rest. Even when we can't see it, he's working. Even when we can't feel it, he's working. He never stops. He never stops working. Now, I feel prompted to the Holy Ghost to tell you this. I said it yesterday in the sermon. months and months ago at Sunset Hills, it's about 2,400 seats, and all of a sudden, right in the middle of my sermon, an Amber Alert went off, and every phone in the building went, it's crazy. Now, it threw me off, but the Lord reminded me of the other day. He said, whenever there's an Amber Alert, Apple can get a hold of everybody, just like that, because almost everybody has one of these phones in their pocket. In fact, you know, you leave house without your kid, you might say, I'll be back before long, but if you leave without your phone, you go back, right? That's one of the reasons why you know it's time to go home is when your phone battery's dead. So this phone had an alert. Maybe God right now, check this out, I speak prophetically, is trying to get an Amber Alert to the world to tell them it's time to come home. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves in prayer, I would hear from heaven and I would heal their land. That's 2 Chronicles 7:14. Most people know that scripture, but some of you don't know 13. Verse 13, look it up, 2 Chronicles 7:13. It says this, it said, I will allow a drought to hit the land. That's happening right now as we speak. The heavens have been shut up in Australia, and it's a historic record-breaking drought. It says that I will allow locusts to eat up your food. Google it right now. It's eating all, just swarms of locusts eating up the food of the precious people in Africa. And it said, I will allow a plague to destroy your land. We know that COVID-19 is destroying lives throughout America and around the world. Let me hear you understand this loud and clear. God is sending out an Amber Alert right now saying, if my people, doesn't say that everybody's got to pray. He said, if my people would pray. Faith Church, if there was ever a time that you and I need to get on the ark of safety, if there was ever a time that we need to do what's right because it's right, it's now. Now, of course, we need to do everything we can to depend on God, but faith without works is dead. We need to make sure we're going to church, that we're in a small group, that we're tithing, that we're giving, that we're doing what God told us to do. Because in these dark seasons, when the waves like Peter are moving around us, when times are shifting, we know that one thing is not ever going to change. God will never change. He said, I'm the same today, yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's a God that never changes. So today, I want to encourage you to pass from fear, keep the switch of faith turned on, and every time you think about turning it off, get right back into faith. Get in hearing the word of God over and over again. I want to pray for you right now, every head bowed and every eye closed. And I know this might seem different because some of you still might be in bed. I want to encourage you, though, as your pastor, I want you to not do that. After 21 days, you create a new habit. And I don't want you to get used to going to St. Mattress. I want you to get up in the morning, brush your teeth, and something happens about that. And God sees you when you actually get together and you're in your family. I'm thinking even Easter, you ought to dress up. The little kids are going to wear a bow tie, let's bring it out. If your daughter was going to wear a hat, let's all dress up. Let's put Easter eggs in the backyard. Let's not let the devil steal 2020, the greatest religious holiday of all times, where Jesus died a Good Friday for us and resurrected himself on that Sunday. We're going to give our life to him completely and totally today. Father, I pray right now for our Faith Church family and all the new visitors and new people who might be watching for the first time because someone was so kind to hit share. God, they're like, who is this guy? But I feel like there's hope. God, I ask today that they don't see me, but they see you and they're encouraged and they're touched, maybe for the first time. God, I pray right now that a spirit of peace will hit their home. God, I've never prayed for everybody in their own home, for my home, but today from my house to their house. I speak blessing, favor, healing, tranquility, peace, kindness, wholeness, nothing missing, nothing broken.
Thanks for joining us on our podcast today. We certainly hope it spoke to you in the same way it was speaking to us. If you enjoyed this message today, there's a few things I'd like to encourage you to do. First of all, subscribing to it. It's really easy to get these Faith Church sermons sent straight to your phone with a notification as soon as they're ready. I mean, you want that, right? Secondly, by sharing with a friend on social media, just like you might share a sale or some great restaurant, we're looking for you to share it with your friends. You never know in your network of friends who really needs this message today. And lastly, before you go, if you'll rate and review this on iTunes, it'll really help us expand our reach, help more people globally. Each time there's a positive rating, this really helps push us in front of more people. So that's what I want you to do. And if you live in the St. Louis area or West Palm Beach, come out and see us at our physical locations. If you don't, make sure you tune in to our church online. It's a real campus at faithchurch.com.